Guma, shakur, and pua. Some say it's bamboo, it's rubber, some other material it was made from. What about if you have a shoe made out of other material? Can you walk out with it on Yom Kippur or not? Is Omad Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, so Rav Yitzchak got up, a raglav on his foot, the Yom said like this, Ani ra'isi as Rav Yeshua ben Levi, I saw Rav Yeshua ben Levi, sheyotza, that he went out, the sandal shall show him b'yom kippurim. Yes, I saw him walk out with a sandal made out of a rubber or bamboo, he walked out with it on Yom Kippur. And I answered him back, and then anyway, I'll tell you now, but Tainus Sibur Mai. What's going to be the luck about a Tainus Sibur? So good, you're telling me now on Yom Kippur it's mutter. As in Yom Kippur it's only us to walk out with shoes that have leather. That's called the real manum. Mashiach and a shoe that has only shum, not leather, it's mutter. What about a Tainus Sibur? So Rashi says Tainus Sibur means Hanigzer ala Geshomim. A Tainus Sibur, they made a special Tainus that has the same din when there wasn't rain. The manum is the Tainus. Also, Beninos HaSandal. It has a special lach, it's also like Beninos HaSandal. What's here? Maybe here it's Mochamer. Or Malay, Loishino, yes, no, it's the exact same lach. I saw for the din of Tisha B'Av, that we didn't ask the question. Because the other Gemara there says, I think all the lachas of Tisha B'Av have the same lach as like Yom Kippur. So, yes, if it's Mutter on Yom Kippur, Pshita is Mutter on Tisha B'Av. Mashenka, the shallows, maybe a tiny seabird. When we're fasting for a purpose, we don't have rain. So, we want to fast real good, we want to put yourself into real big pains, Inui. Maybe there even a shoe that's made out of rubber or bamboo you can't use. That was a shayla. And the answer back, no, there's no difference. Even by tiny sibur also, it's only also to wear shoes that have leather. But other material you're allowed to wear. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona. Ani re'isi es Reb Lezer. Demin ninvo. I saw this Reb Lezer. Sheyotza v'sandal shoshon v'tiny sibur. I saw him type also walk out on a tiny sibur. He was wearing out with his shoes were made out of this type of material. The Aminalan, I asked the question, Yom Kippur Ramai, what's going to be the luck about Yom Kippur? I see you doing it on this tiny seabur. What about Yom Kippur? Malay answered the back, Leishinah, there's no difference. So they're both saying the same stock. That sandal shoshon, this bamboo, you're allowed to wear it. It's not awesome. We have Yehuda Norfak Vidahitni. We have Yehuda went out, Vidahitni, Rashi says, also Minshoim. Type of material made from this bamboo, he went out with a shoe made from this material. On Yom Kippur. Abaye Norfak Vidahutza. Abaye went out with shoes that Rashi, sandals shall kapas tomorrow. Sandal made from our lulavs. He made like from the palm trees, from the palm leaves. He made a sandal. You're allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. Rav and Nafik, the dikula the girsa should be. Also Rashi, shall I solve him? Rashi has the dibli, Rashi has girsa. Shall I solve him? Made from grass. He made a type of a sandal made from grass, and he went out with it on Yom Kippur. He wore it on Yom Kippur. Rabba Barafuna, Korach Sudra Akarya. He put around some a sudra, like a towel, a material around his foot. But also, that's the way he walked out. As the kids say, he didn't wear a shoe made out of leather. That's awesome. But other things here are mutter. He tried around material around his feet, and that's the way he walked out. For the Gemara, Mosiv Rami Bachama. So Rami Bachama now has a question. He asked the Shaila. So far, he's telling me now that all these other types of materials, it's mutter to walk out with on Yom Kippur. So Mosiv Rami Bachama. Hakita. Somebody that's missing, a part of his leg is missing, is Yoitzeh B'Kav Shaloi. His ladder walk out on Shabbos, the artificial leg that we give him. B'Kav Shaloi looks like a shoe, this is where he puts his thighs into. So his ladder walk out with it, wear it on Shabbos. Diva Rebbe Meir, that's what Meyashita. For Rebbe Yoitzeh Yoitzeh. Yoitzeh doesn't know it's also to wear this on Shabbos. It's also to walk out with this on Shabbos. Yeah. Is Rebbe Yoitzeh Yoitzeh. The Tanya law was learnt about this, the Shavin, the both Maida, Sha'asa lost his Bab Yom Kippurim. That in Yom Kippur, Avadi is also to wear the shoe. As this Kav Shaloi, like his type of the shoe, that he wears, that he put his thighs into, that's also to wear in Yom Kippur. So what's the Kasha? So Rashi says, Yoitzeh B'Kav Shaloi B'Shabbat Kav. Yeah. For Rabbi Yosi Yoitzer, Ksova Lav Manahu. Rabbi Yosi, that's not called a shoe. Hoyo V'Yena Shaveh B'Chol. Not everybody wears this, it's a full shoe. Not everybody wears it. The Afilu Hachi Shav and the both Moedah Shos and Losses by Yom Kippurim. And you're not allowed to wear this on Yom Kippur. Alma, what do we see? The Rav Agav the Rabbi Yosi Lav Manuhu. Even though according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not called the Manu, it's not called the regular shoe. It's an artificial shoe with a leg in it. So that's why a Shabbos is also to wear. Afilu Hachi Oser. Afilu Hachi on Yom Kippur is also. Vu Adin L'Shal Shom. So the same story should apply to a shoe made from this other material, this bamboo material. What do you want to tell me that the Shei Manol is only leather? Leather gives something a shoe. Anything else than leather is not called a shoe. That's why it's mutter to wear on Yom Kippur. But here I have a raya, no. This kita is first is missing part of his leg. He has his artificial leg. You're telling me that Rabbi Yossi Yol is not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, because it's not called a manel. And still it's also on Yom Kippur. So you see, the side of the Yossi Yom Kippur is not totally what's called a manel. Now anything you wear on your shoes, it's also to wear. Anything you're wearing on your feet, like any type of a tainug, of the comfort, it's also, you know, like have to go now barefoot on Yom Kippur as you come out. So my answer is no. Om Rabayam, wholesome the Yispek season. I tell you, the reason why you can't wear on Yom Kippur the kita, when he has his artificial leg with the shoe, is because on the top part, there's like a hollow there, and when he puts his leg into it, he puts his thigh into it, on the disc in there. There's like cotton there. There's a soft material. On the shum tainik. Plus, you remember, when he puts his thigh into it, it's a tremendous time, it's a tremendous pleasure to himself. Therefore, it's awesome. This is the same type of a pleasure we have when we wear our shoes made from leather. Trashik sisin, chatichas begodim kitanos, shein noichas loi, lismach shuka balayim. It's like very soft material is there, like cotton, soft material, and it's very good for shuka of your thighs, they lie in it, and it feels very good. So that's why it's also in Yom Kippur. It's the same way as sandals also in Yom Kippur. Because you say that this amanu, because amanu of pshat is when you have leather, it's very comfortable, it's very good, that's why it's also in Yom Kippur. Who would it here also? Since it has ksisin, it's very comfortable. Mashenkin, these other shoes are not so comfortable, therefore we'll have to wear them on Yom Kippur. Hey, so sham and these other materials, they're not that comfortable, therefore we'll have to wear it on Yom Kippur. Now the Rambam Yisoid, since not developed on the physical like that, but the Rambam Yisoid is that you're allowed to wear these materials in Yom Kippur is a pshat is mamish and not that comfortable. Rambam learns that when you walk on the floor, you have to feel the floor. In other words, according to the Rambam, our sneakers really you shouldn't wear on Yom Kippur. Because our sneakers are also comfortable, like it's much from the Gemara here. The Yisoid is what's very comfortable, you're not allowed to wear on Yom Kippur. You're only allowed to wear things that are not so comfortable. And the Rambam talk holds like that. It has to be things that if there's pebbles on the floor, you would feel it. So mainly if it's galoshes or a very thin slipper, then the mice, when you walk on the floor, you mamash feel the floor. That would be mutter. But the mice of the belt doesn't feel like that. The other shittas are not like that. The other shittas pass in stam. But the mice that we only pass in, leather is also. But any other material is talking mutter. The Mishnah brings down that whoever wants to be machmir, it's good to be machmir at the Rambam Shita. But koponim, otherwise we hold that the minigis, they do wear sneakers. Even though sneakers are very comfortable, and the mice, you don't feel any stones on the floor when you're wearing sneakers, but still, it's not called a manu. A manu means after leather. And here you have to say, sisin was very, very comfortable. It was much even better than leather, you have to say. It was very comfortable for the person, so Mishum Tainig was also. No, shoelaces won't help you, no. Ramnus. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know. Ramnus' voice is, you have to feel the floor. You have much very thin slippers, you feel the floor. You know, I must feel every thing, any pebble on the floor, you feel it. But you have to wear something that you still feel the floor. And the same here, like rubbish. Right. Omalei Rova. Vi lav nonahu. Because Rav is still a shver. But if you want to tell me now, it's not called the kli. It's not called the shoe, you're telling me. That's where Rav Yossi holds the kita is not allowed to wear it. This person not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So if it's like, sisa mishavi le mono. Because he has there this soft material, that makes it into a shoe. Like, what's going on? Viyoit. Cold time is the lav manalu, be a mekippah miyasar. And you want to tell me you can't sit down on a comfortable chair like this? You have a smaka chair. You have your mamash, you have a good chair with a big pillow there on it. So it's a good to sit down on your kippah. Because you have a lot of comfort, you're sitting on a nice pillow. And we know that's not the locha. So it's just the fact that you have sitzim, you have soft material inside that artificial leg, shouldn't make it also. The monoshach. It's not called a manalu because it's not leather. So how could sitzim make it into a shoe? And even if you want to tell me for some reason it's not a shoe, it's also because of some time and enjoyment, there's no such issue on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're allowed to have enjoyment. There's only these five inuyim that's also. Other things are not also. You're allowed to sit on the chair on Yom Kippur. Taita. V'horaba barakuna. Heavy korach sudra. Akaria. Before we had to use to wrap around a towel around the shoe. For nothing, you walked out with it. So mashmas are pretty some comfort at least. The stomach's better than nothing in the stomach. It's a little comfort. You see, he made comfort. He made himself he had tanik, he enjoyed it. He wrapped the towel around his foot. I don't know what kind of time it is, but no, something. Korach sudra karya. No. Finofik. So you see, stam comfort is muta. Viyoid, mi diktoni seifa. Im yesh loy base kibble. Ksisin tome. The Sefer says that if this shoe, this artificial shoe, has a hollowness inside it, that in the hollowness you can put the soft material, then takes tummy. Then it's called the base kibble. It's not a shoe that cleates. It's called a base kibble. It has something that it can hold something in. Then the klal is, it's called the cleats of mekabel tumah. Oh, but that's what the Sefer says. So Mechlal the Reisha, Lav the Yisrael Ksis and Askinam. Masma the Reisha, we're not talking like that. We're not talking about that there's any Ksis and there's any material inside it. So even though there's no material, still it's also in Yom Kippur. So the question is why? So Rashi says, Metumeya, Midikibo Tumah, the Lav Pshut the Kliyetz, so it's not called the Pshut the Kliyetz. So Bezoi, you see, that's the safe one, if it has hollowness inside it. But the Reisha is a plain piece of wood that doesn't have any hollowness inside it. So there's no Ksis inside it. So the kasher is, if it's not called a manu, it's also to wear on Shabbos, why is it also on Yom Kippur? So Marin says, Elo amarova, liyolam atayu the kuliyalma manuhu. Really it's called taka shoe. It maybe was made out of leather taka, it really had a shame shoe, this artificial foot. Over Shabbos, then why does Rabbi Yossi say, this person can't wear it on Shabbos? The Teretz is, the whole pligi, this is the machlokis. Mas of Rabbi Yossi holds, kazrina dilmu mishtamit, viyosi lasu yudalodamis. We're afraid, since the mice, you don't walk with it, it's not so tight on your foot, on your thigh, so we're afraid it'll fall off, and you'll come to carry it. That's why it's awesome. Or masav aleg azrinan. No, we're not afraid it'll fall off, and you'll come to carry it, daladamis. So that's the machlekes. But really, it has a shemano. Shrashi manuhu. Or hilkach v'yom a kippur osur. Therefore, in your kippur taka, it's osur. Ava b'dehitni, duhutzni, lav manalinu. But the other materials, those are not called a shoe, therefore those materials you're allowed to wear in Yom Kippur. Mashenkin, this kita, this artificial leg, was also made out of leather. That's why Taka everybody holds also in Yom Kippur. Now if it's made out of leather, why can't you wear it on Shabbos? It's a new gzera. We're afraid maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. But you're not really walking with it on Shabbos. You still have to use your cane to walk with. So it's not that tight on your leg. So we're afraid it'll fall off. That was the machlokes. Tana Rabboni. Tinoikais mutarin bakulan. A young child, you're allowed to give him these inuyim that says in the Mishnah, he's mutter. You're allowed to wash him, you're allowed to feed him on Yom Kippur. Chutz minilas sandal. The only thing you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to put on shoes. You shouldn't put on shoes on your child. On a young child, even though he's not by mitzvah yet, you're not supposed to put on shoes on him on Yom Kippur. But the other things are real mutter. Shashi mutarim bakulim, the chol hanig demasnitsin, achilo shtiyo rechitza v'sichem. And you're not by mitzvah yet, so he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to drink. You let her rub him, let her wash him, just not putting on shoes. Shredigmar, why? Maishna nilas asandom. Why is it also? Tiyamri inchi. People are going to say, of delay that you did it. You put the shoe on him, on Yom Kippur. So what's wrong? Rashi says, inchi avdilei, gedoyla mosulei. Fi hatoyra haziru, gedoyla malaktanim. Midiraisa, the father, the God, was supposed to take care of his child. Shalayasul hem biyadayim. Dover also. You should not do for them, feed them something that's not mishasa. Kedemina masakti yivamis. Loi toichlom, but some that's a treifis, and loi sachilom, we dashin, lahazik delam alaktanim, that a godl is not allowed to give his son, a young son, to treifis. You're not allowed to give it to him. Say also, the reason why you can't put shoes on him, because everybody's going to know that you put shoes on him. Mashenkein, hanech namri, Fred Gemara, and the other things, mashma, people are not going to say you did it to him. Fred Gemara, no? Hanech namri, yami inchi, of the lay rechitza vesicha. If they'll see your kid, it looks nice, beautiful today, they'll say, Masami gave him a bath today, that's why it looks so nice. So people know also you washed him today. Mura says no. Eimam yesmal avdilei. People say, you know what, he washed him yesterday. They won't be choshed you that you did it today. They'll say, no, he washed the child yesterday. For the Mura goes, sandal nami. Eimam yesmal avdilei. Sandal also. Why do you care if your person does it? But people will say it was done yesterday. So if the Gemara name, sandal lo yefshid miyesmal. It can't be. It can't be that the shoes he's wearing today is the same shoes they put on yesterday. Didn't take them off. Layesha the miyeswal avdilei. The Yama Shmuel said, Haima de boyle mitam taima de misusam. If somebody wants to have a little taste of what death is, of misam, is lasaya nasani, let him put on his shoes, veligni, go to sleep. If you go to sleep wearing your shoes, it's a sakon, it's no good. It's a time of misa. So maybe nobody sleeps with their shoes on. So maybe if you see the kids wearing their shoes today, for sure they're going to know you put it on today. That's the terrence. Shred the Gemara of Amutarin, like a chila katan, like it's very shred havamin here. It's mash mekhila, like a chila, it's mutter. Don't tell me that the Gedelim are not allowed to do it for the katanim. It says mutarin. Something that's mutter is no issa. La'az the Gedelim on katanim goes, something that's asar, he's not allowed to do. The air says clearly that for katanim, you're allowed to do these five anointing to them. You're allowed to wash him. Master, somebody comes and asks you a question. Am I allowed to wash my kid on Yom Kippur? Yes, you're allowed to. Are you allowed to sikha? Yes, you're allowed to. Can you give him teeth? Yes, you're allowed to. So you can't tell me, like you're doing it behind the people back, people won't know you're doing it today. It says clearly mutarim, you're allowed to do it. If it asks the shayot, they'll say it's mutar. So if you're allowed to do it, so what's the difference? Why can't you put a shoes on Yom Kippur then? After Gemara, elahanich, delab revisayu, gozru burabonin. Putting on shoes, he doesn't need to grow up with. It's not something he needs for his health. A kid could go without wearing shoes. Therefore, the Rabbanim will not mock you to put on shoes on a tinnik for your Yom Kippur. Mashek and Hanas revisayu, the fact that he needs heat or to wash himself, that's what he needs to grow with. That's the way he grows healthy, who is like gozru burabonin. The Rabbanim will not go to these things. And Rashi says, and what the Omer Abaye said, my mother told me, Revisa the Yanuka, what does a young child need to grow? What's healthy for him? Maya Chamima, you have to wash him with hot water. Or Mashka, and you have to rub him down with oil. That's what you have to do to a young child. Shrashi Mayim Chamima, Lerachitzam, or Mashka Losav, you have to rub him with oil. Gorga Purta, the kid grows a little bit bigger. Then Beyusa Bekutcha, you have to give him egg teeth. Bekutcha, the type of a dish. Rashi, Biusa Kutcha Beitzim Makutach. Kutach was a dish that had a little milk in it, that had some milk in it, that had other ingredients. Goza Purta, kid grows a little bit bigger. Tevuri Mani, you know what you gotta do for him? Buy him toys. You know what kind of toys? Buy him a cleat that he can break. Rashi, Tevuri Mani, Lahaska Le Kalim, the Shabir Lamala Tavosan. Buy him broken Kalim. You buy a broken cleat in the store, and give it to your kid, let him break it, right there. He needs something to play with. Merkiho de Rabba. Like Rava, Zovin Lumani Geziza, the Pachra. Rava went in the store and bought a broken kli, a chip kli there. Bought it cheap. Why? Levnei to give to his kid, Lumatavrilu. And his kid took it, a broken wall. Kids, you gotta give your kids something to do. They have energy. Let them break a broken kalim. Better than breaking the house down. Better. So, Mel, if you want the kid to grow healthy, this is what you do for him. Give him broken kalim to break. Trash the Burimani, Lahafka like kalim, the Shabra, Lamala Tavosi. So I call upon advice, these are the things a kid needs to grow. So now a kid needs to eat, a kid needs to drink, a kid needs to have a chitza, a kid needs to have sikhum. That's why these things are mutter. My shank is putting on shoes, they don't need to grow. I'm afraid today, the belt time, I forget about shoes already. I today, kids have sneakers the whole time. So now wearing sneakers is not so gefährlich. And from here comes out the locker where people are making, if you have a young kid, if you have a kid, I think they say under 2 years old. For a little kid under 2 years old, then they tiny it is revise. For a little kid 1 year old, when he first starts to walk, then Lamaisa, he needs a shoe that helps him walk. And if you don't give him shoes to wear, it'll hurt his walking. And some people are naked to put on shoes on a little kid, I think if he's under 2 years old. But once he's 2 years old already, then it doesn't affect the walking anymore. Then it's only strictly for comfort. But it's not cool, that's the way he's growing. So maybe if he's over 2 years old, you should not put on the shoes for him. If the kid puts it on himself, maybe you don't have to take it off him. He's not going to take it off the kid. But you should not put it on him once he's a little bit older already. It's not called Haini Revise. Right, then the Mishnah says, HaMelech V'yakala Yirchutz L'espneim. A Melech is allowed to wash his face even on Yom Kippur. And we spoke out already, if it's only the Rabbanan and Dizimuyim, so it's good, the Rabbanan will make it for a Melech. And if it's Midi Raitza, like the Ran says, the Rabbanan have the right to say how the Yisra should be. And the Rabbanan saw fit to say that a Melech should have a right to wash himself even on Yom Kippur. And only his face. So the Mar Masnissimani Rabbi Chanina Ben Trajan, he. Titania, HaMelech V'yakala, a Melech and a Kala. La Yechus was Pnein. The Tanakhana holds no, it's their roster to wash their face even on Yom Kippur. We have Echanina ben Tradinoyne Mishum Yableza. Ha Melech Yakala Yechus was Pnein. No, they have a right to wash their face on Yom Kippur. Ha Chayo, what about Nisha just gave birth? Loi Sinlos Asandu. She's not allowed to wear shoes. We have Echanina ben Tradinoyne Mishum Yableza. Ha Chayo Sinlos Asandu. No, he's Mekul that they are allowed to wear shoes. My timer, what's the head to what's done on Echanina? In the Chanina ben Tradin, why is he make on these three? So my time of Melech, why is he Melech Mutter? Mishum Nasir, the Pasuk says, Melech beYofiyoyin Techazena. He's always supposed to look very nice. So Melech, even on Yom Kippur, Melech should wash his face, so he should always look nice. That's common for the Melech. Techazena Einecha, you should always see a Melech when he's nice. Kala, my timer, what's the reason Rabbanu will make on a Kala? Because they start Tizgana Rabbaila. She just got married now. We want a husband to like her. If she's not going to look nice, maybe her husband won't like her. So they shouldn't come not to be liked by a husband. We're matter to wash your face. And Omalei Rav, we have Chia Kala at Kama. How long is an Isha after she got married still called a Kala that she's allowed to wash her face even on Yom Kippur? Omalei Kiratayin, like we learned. Ein Moinim Tachshitim in Akala. Kol Shloishim Yoyim.
For 30 days, we don't tell a kala that she shouldn't wear a tachshitin. Even my avelis, she's allowed to wear her tachshitin the first 30 days. Because she's still called, she's called a kala. And for the reason, she's like this grandma baila. We don't want a husband not to like her. So the first 30 days are extra special. Nice to her, she's allowed to dress up and look nice. So within an emkippah, she's allowed to wash her face. Ha'chaya tinla as a sandal. He said, you're allowed to, a sandal, ha'chaya, just gave birth. She's allowed to put on shoes. Why? We shouldn't see them. Because we're afraid she'll catch a cold. If she doesn't wear shoes, maybe her feet will get cold, and it's no good for her. And oh, Mashmuel, imach mesakonis akrav. If there's a place that you're afraid there are snakes there, and you're afraid if you don't wear shoes, maybe the snake will bite you, then mutter, then anybody's allowed to wear shoes. Havad, mishum sakonis nefoshis, havad, you're allowed to wear shoes in Yom Kippur. Shrashi, sakonis akrav. Mokom sheyesh lochish lak rovim. The scorpions. Mutter l'chol adam lino. Anybody's allowed to wear it. Because then the mice is a sakona for anybody. So anybody's allowed to wear these shoes even on Yom Kippur. So only us, the Mokim, there's no sakona. The Mokim sakona, but it's mutz to wear even on Yom Kippur. All right, stop here.
Yeah, daf ayin ches amid beis, the last line, the bottom Gemara. The Mishnah says really a lotion of ho'eichol k'chesev esagasa. If somebody eats the size of a big date on Yom Kippur, then he's chayiv. Now, really, the lashon of the Mishnah itself was, the Mishnah said, "Ho'eichel k'kasevas hagasa komoyho v'chagari noso." If you eat the size of a big date, it itself, and it's kari noso, with the pit also. That's really the lashon HaMishnah. Now, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Boyi Rav Papa." Rav Papa asks a question.